There once was a man who conquered the world with just a sword at his side.
That's all I knew of it. I'm not going to lie. I don't know if you want to.
There's a couple more lines after that, but they're not really relevant to the first line.
Yeah, okay.
The first line's always the best. Yeah.
If anyone knows what that's from, let us know.
What's funny is, I believe it's a 303 song, and CJ got me like on 303 again recently.
Really?
Yeah, I've been listening to like a handful of their good songs.
Do they have new stuff?
I think they have been coming out with new music, but I'm just listening to that good old school stuff.
Last album I remember is that Gold.
Yeah, thing. Gold Hands.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah,
I remember
I think it
just
is.
Gold Hands as the album.
I think it is, and that's why, yeah. Right. So, guys, this is the Max and Lou Show. I'm Lou.
And I'm Max. This is the 14th episode of our podcast.
Our 14th episode.
Ooh, I have a little tidbit before we get started.
What's up?
Just so you know. You guys can find us on every platform probably now, because we are now on iTunes.
No.
Yes.
I told my cousin we were on everything but iTunes.
Ooh, yeah. See, even now we don't have to say that. You can say just wherever you can get podcasts. Like, even if they have an iPhone, just be like iTunes. We are now pretty much everywhere, I feel.
We're everywhere. This is great. Tell your friends about us.
Yeah, now if anyone was like, no, we can't, we only use iTunes, then don't worry no more. Okay, so
Max and Lou Show, find us on anywhere that streams podcasts, and email us at maxandloushow@gmail.com.
I'd be lying if I said I've checked that email within the past, like, 3 weeks, so maybe we can have a nice...
I'd be lying if I said I ever checked it. Alright, guys, so... I'm a little sick. I don't know if you guys are going to be able to tell throughout this show. I was just in Florida for the week visiting my family. So, even though you guys probably won't realize this, but me and Max didn't record an episode last week. But it's no big deal because we got a decent backlog.
Yeah, still keeping it fresh. We don't have to skip a week. We just keep going.
Keep going strong. Even maybe record an extra episode one of these weeks. So, yeah. I was in Florida visiting my family for the week, and my one sister actually told me that she has been listening to our podcast.
Oh, yeah?
You know, she listens to it when she's, like, at work or driving and stuff like that. I was down there seeing her graduate high school.
Oh, damn. All right. I thought I was just down for a visit.
So, shout out to Grace. Congratulations to her. She graduated high school.
Damn.
Proud of her.
It was quick.
Growing up fast.
Yeah, it was real quick.
All grown up now. And another one of our friends actually texted me when we were down there telling us that he's been listening to us.
Who?
The good old Peter Majeter.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. He said, hey, man, I've been listening to your Max show. And I'm like, really? That's awesome, man.
Oh, yeah.
And I told
him
to keep going. I told him I'm going to give him a shout out. So shout out to Peter Majeter.
Hell yeah, Pete. Jump on. We'll host. We'll, you know, you can guest.
Dude, we can have him on, you know, talk about some video games and stuff with Peter. He'd love it.
Absolutely. Oh, man. That's cool. I didn't know. Man. All right, Peter. Now it's your move. All right, so you said you had things to talk about.
I did, and I saw you writing things down on a piece of paper, so I'm assuming you also have things to talk about.
I got a few things.
We're going to go back and forth with this? I feel like that's the route we should go with this.
All right, I bet you have more than me. It looks like you're looking at two sides.
Yeah, you want me to go first?
Yeah, have a
this thing's kind of quick and corny, but I thought you'd like it.
Sure.
Saw it on Facebook last week, and I saved it. I can show you pictures later. There's actually an Iron Man-themed Hyundai. Hyundai came out with, like, this Iron Man special edition model, and it's pretty cool looking. I'll show you pictures later.
Yeah, I want to check that out.
Yeah. So besides that, I'll go into some real news right here. I don't know if you knew this, but unfortunately, our good friend Tartar Sauce,
who's that,
aka the Grumpy Cat,
oh no,
passed away.
Oh no.
Yes.
Sad.
Very recently. Poor animal. made many people laugh. It's the meme of that cat with the frown, guys, just in case you don't know.
Yeah, or it'd be like, I don't even know, it'd be like, if you're happy and you know, clap your hands and it'll show your face, and it'll be no. Like, no, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the article that I was reading had a whole list of, you know, tweets and stuff that were posted with memes that were made about the cat after he passed away, or she.
Oh, man.
But the cat's name was actually Tartar Sauce.
Tartar Sauce.
Yeah.
That's amazing. You know, there's a picture of him and Stan Lee.
Is there? I think, yeah. I've seen it.
Someone posted that recently, so maybe that's why.
Probably. I think this happened a little over a week ago.
Yeah, and probably said rest in peace, and I was only thinking about Stan Lee. Huh. All right, well.
There was, like, a picture of, like, the cat going to heaven with, like, all the recent, like, celebrities that died, and, like, even, like, just Severus, was his name Severus Snape?
Yeah.
Snape was in there. Harambe was in there. All these people were just in, like, this heaven collage with Grumpy Cat going up to heaven, but, like, then, like, just normal famous people too. It was weird.
Jeez.
What do you got for me, Max?
All right, well, I got, like, a real quick thing, but it's kind of a follow-up, because we talked about Sonic before and the switching the faces, and you specifically did say this. You said, does this mean that they're gonna have to push the date? And they did.
How far?
They pushed it, I would say, let me think, I think 6 months or so.
Wow.
So it's going to come out February 14th, 2020.
They're going to have to rework some stuff.
I mean, I'm happy they're doing it. I understand that they probably can't show anything yet, but...
I told you how... You were here there when we were saying how my dad thought he looked normal.
Yeah.
You know, like, he looks fine. What are you talking about?
And it's... I mean, I guess, like, some people, one, don't really have a very big mental image.
He probably also hasn't seen a picture of Sonic the Hedgehog in, like, years.
Yeah. Like, he doesn't go out of his way.
Like, the image of Sonic the Hedgehog's burned into our brain.
Yeah.
From childhood.
Yeah. And especially when you put them next to each other, and he didn't even mind at that point, right? So, I don't know, it's different connections. Like, people are going to complain about anything, but I do think he just...
I'm happy, though. Great. I'm happy that they're, honestly, like, that's probably going to be, like, I love Sonic. That movie, like, makes me get butterflies.
And the
but
voice,
I'm not even pissed that they're pushing it back.
Exactly, because everything looked great. The voice was great. The movies, the vibe felt okay. The act, like, Jim Carrey, like, it's going to be fun.
I feel like it was way too out of nowhere anyway.
Yeah. So, like, I'm not upset. Oh. I'll move on.
You want me to go, or do you want to keep hitting it?
Oh, shit. All right, all my stuff is either movies or games.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's a surprising, like, some good reveals. That was a teaser.
All right, I'll save that one for later if we get to it. This one's pretty interesting. Did you hear about the new rumor for the 2019 E3 conference that they're going to be releasing either a Banjo-Kazooie or a Conker game?
At this E3?
Yeah, I don't even know what Conker is.
Conker's Bad Fur Day, you never heard of that?
No.
I wouldn't mind that, because I never played the original.
But don't you play Banjo-Kazooie?
Yeah, with, like, the bear and the bird, and, like, all the people sound like this. That's it. That's their voice. Yeah, that'd be cool. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, I guess one of those is supposed to be coming out, a new one.
That'd be interesting, and I'm curious for what. Because Banjo was on Nintendo, but then that new one came out on Xbox, the driving one, which no one liked. Because there's two that are like normal, you know, Donkey Kong 64 type games, collectathons, but then this one was about driving. Everyone got mad. That was for the Xbox. I feel like it was the Xbox 360, but that'd be cool. I dig that. I really like platformers, and I want to see more come back, so I wouldn't be upset. I didn't know about that one, but did you know that there is, I don't know if it's official or just rumored, but I think it's official, there is going to be a new Destroy All Humans announced at E3.
Brandon Kelsey loved that game.
Yeah, he did. I like the game a lot too. It's very decent. I think the voice of, I don't even know, like, the mothership alien is Invader Zim, so it's perfect.
I only ever watched him play it a couple times.
You never played it?
No.
It's fun.
I remember when it came out, though.
But yeah, there were two of them, so it'll be the third.
So that's what they're making a third one, you're saying?
Yeah. This is rumored, but I don't know why it's like it comes up like that. But anyway, Square Enix's Avengers game, or Avengers Project is what they call it, is going to come out. Announced at E3. So, and I'm just surprised that there are not a lot of superhero games.
How about that Iron Man game?
I'm excited.
When is that coming out?
I'm not 100% sure if there is a release date, but yeah, I have no idea. You'd have to look it up.
What's this Avengers game?
No one knows. Square Enix had... It's been talked about probably for like 2 years, or if not more, and I don't remember if it was last E3 or the E3 before it, but there was like a 20-second teaser, and it showed... I think it showed Captain America's shield, or it showed like everyone's famous item, like it showed the like Molinor, like the hammer, and yeah, then that was it. That was it. I don't even think it had a name.
Last year,
either last year or 2 years ago.
And what's it called again?
It has no name, but it's Square Enix Avengers Project, and that's what it's been called. And people talk about it sometimes, but there's not. So little has been talked about.
And now they're actually going to talk about it?
I hope so, at E3.
You're hoping? Or, like, is this something...
That's rumored, but I think it was rumored by Square Enix. Like, it was, like on Twitter, they were saying, like, oh, well, it might make, you know, whatever. But that's... I mean, I have one more for E3, I think. No, I don't. Oh, well, I don't know. It's, like, I just wrote down that Sony won't be there. Because that's really disappointing.
It is.
I don't know why they're doing that. They're doing this whole State of Play thing where they're revealing like one or two games at a time every month or 2 months. They have this thing online and it goes on live. And like, I don't know, they showed like a new trailer for Final Fantasy VII at the last one. It just wasn't... They should just go to E3.
Who's coming out with that controller we were talking about? Google, right?
Which one?
That new controller we were talking about.
Wait, oh, the new console?
Yeah, the console. We were trying to look up a PS5 controller, right?
Yeah, can't find it. But, I'm curious when's the Google console gonna just do something? Will it show up at an E3? Probably not.
No.
Maybe. It's possible. Like, all I know so far, the people that have conferences, Microsoft, Nintendo, Ubisoft, Square Enix, Devolver, and Bethesda. Those are all the ones that I know. And EA is probably doing one. And I know there's a bunch of smaller ones that'll go on, but it's going to be so different without Sony. It's weird that they're not... I don't know. I really hope this doesn't mean they're not going to do it. They still have packs, but...
E3 is basically just like a big convention for video game developers show their upcoming video games and stuff.
All of them usually have... Well, they all do have separate ones.
And it's become like such a big thing over the years that everyone goes there and it's now like streamed live and stuff.
Now that's the best spot to reveal your shit.
Like, it's just a convention, right? But it's like, it's filmed live and everything now because of how important video games are.
It's way more business-like than a Comic-Con, but they still let you play games and, like, I don't know, PlayStation still has PAX, like PAX East and PAX West, and, like, they even do it at multiple sides of the U.S. Like, it's, and that's where they will announce shit as well. And I guess now they're thinking that's all they need. They don't... And I don't know. It's bizarre to pull out like that while everyone else is in. Maybe they just didn't have enough to announce. Maybe they're waiting because they're working on the console because they're talking PS5 stuff online. Like, they already announced that there will not be a PSVR 2. Like, there won't be a new headset that comes out with 5. But you can use your PSVR with PS5.
So PS5 won't be out until 2020 at least.
Probably, yeah.
Then I better get a PS4, huh?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if it comes out... Yeah, there's no way it's coming out this year. So, might as well. I mean, it's $200, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
But so that's E3 for this year. What you up to?
You know, just going on Facebook.
You have to have a goal right now, right?
I do.
Okay.
I would like to show you something.
What could it possibly be?
So there's these videos going around on the internet. And this is only going to be one that I'm going to show you. It's only 51 seconds, so we can watch this, and I'll kind of explain to everyone what's going on as we watch it. But I'm just going to play it and have... Because I don't even want to tell you what it is. Have you seen these yet?
Yes.
All right, so this guy has a broken sink, and he just took a pack of frozen ramen noodles, or dried ramen noodles, and up he's putting the... he put the seasoning on it, but he's patching the hole in his sink with the ramen noodles. There's videos like this going around all over the internet. I saw a guy do it on the back of a car, and
I've seen someone do it to a table.
Yeah, so they're just gluing the shit out of these ramen noodles and sanding them and basically making it conform to the surface that they're patching, and now he's spray painting the ramen noodles and the sink white to make it look like there was never a gaping hole in the sink. He patched a porcelain sink with freeze-dried ramen noodles.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I don't know what to think of that, honestly.
Well, my only thing is, what happens if it gets wet?
I don't know. It's like it's glued. It's like glued together. It's like sanded really smooth. Like, I don't know.
I mean, like, it's crazy that it works. I've seen it. Yeah, I've seen it like on a wooden table. You just fill it in, you crush it up, and you sand it down, and...
I'm gonna do it on something one day.
Might as well try it.
This shit's crazy.
Does that count? Is that something you wrote down?
Yeah, but I'm like, I don't even need to say it. I just gotta show it to
you.
Yeah,
no, I hear you.
So have you ever heard of this movie called The Dark Crystal?
No.
Age of Resistance?
I don't think so.
I guess it was a movie that came out years ago, and it was supposed to be a child's movie. Chris told me about this when we were all in Florida together, and he basically told me that it was this really weird, creepy children's movie back in the day, and now they're making a remake of it, they're releasing it on Netflix.
Is it a cartoon?
No, it's not. Here, I have an article about that. I can just bring it up real quick to show you pictures of it, but... Yeah, that one is on Netflix right now, the original one. I think I'm going to watch it, but people are talking about it. And
I'm very surprised. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Netflix is talking about releasing a remake in August.
Cool. You know, Netflix has been taking a lot of stuff, and I'm not upset about it. You know about The Witcher coming out, right?
No. Witcher movie?
Yeah, and guess who's playing him?
Who?
I'm so mad at Henry Cavill, or Cavill.
Really?
He's going to play Geralt.
Hmm.
If you look up, if you watch, I can't, you, there's pictures, and there's even a video of him as Geralt already.
Does he look all right?
Yeah, and apparently comes out, like, soon. Comes out, like, fall, maybe before fall.
So it says it came out in 1982. I think it was just called...
And it's not... It is a cartoon?
It was just called The Dark Crystal. No, it's not a cartoon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I've seen... I mean, I've never seen the movie, but I know about it. I've seen pictures of that kind of my whole life. I never really thought about it. I thought it was like... I don't know. They almost look like Planet of the Apes. Like,
it's going mad slow.
That's interesting. I've never seen it. But, if it's on Netflix, maybe. Because what we are doing, we are going to watch, this is for the audience, so we're going to watch John Wick today. Louis has never seen John Wick, and Kevin has never seen John Wick. And then later this week, we will see John Wick 2. And then pretty much a little over a week from today, we will be seeing John Wick 3 in theaters. And also, we'll see if we can get Kevin to jump in. And we'll all talk about our feelings on the John Wick franchise, even, as a whole. Because people have said that the third one's phenomenal, and I'm the only one who has seen one of them. I've seen the first one, so. But, yeah. What are you looking at?
I was trying to find better pictures of the original Dark Crystal for you to look at.
Yeah, I know of it.
Yeah.
You've never seen that before? You've never seen, like, pictures of them?
Nah, but it seems really ominous. I want to watch it.
It reminds me a little bit of, like, Neverending Story vibes.
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me.
Did you know something else that Netflix took?
Took off?
No, like, took. To, like, no. They're going to make now. Actually, I'm pretty sure they're already being made, but Netflix took the rights to them. Did you know about a Rocko's Modern Life movie?
You told me about this, I think.
And I tell you the other one?
Yeah.
The Invader Zim movie?
Yeah.
I might have brought that up in the last podcast, even.
I don't know if it was on the show.
No? Okay. But yeah, I think that's really cool. Those are two things that have been gone for a hell of a long time.
Yeah, that'll make a lot of people happy. I'm going to be happy to watch those. I hope they do a good job.
I was never huge into Rocko, so...
Netflix is pretty big. I think they'll do a good job.
It's very smart.
Just like, dude, they did that Mowgli movie too, dude. It's good. You should watch it.
What you got to think about is, like, specifically Rocko's Modern Life, but, like, even Invader Zim, those movies would get half, literally half, if not less than half the amount of views if they put it on the TV instead of on Netflix, which is why
We talked about that, I think.
Yeah, it makes so much more sense, just as a marketing move from
both. No, you're right.
But you're looking at pictures of...
Geralt of what?
Geralt of Rivia.
He looks pretty good as him.
It's not bad. Oh, him with the beard, too. I wonder if that's fake.
He looks pretty good.
That's so funny. I hope it's kick-ass.
I hope that's not like a Photoshop picture.
It might be. I hope his eyes are fucking yellow.
He's a badass.
Yeah, he'll do pretty good in that, I think. But, let's see what I got here. Oh, this is pretty interesting. Did you know that probably not, but Just Cause. Remember that game?
Fuck yeah.
Really, really fun, adventurous game. I don't know, the best way to describe it is, like, kind of, Grand Theft Auto, but... better, you know, like you can fly.
You're like a mercenary. You're like this crazy badass mercenary.
You have unlimited parachutes, and you have this grappling hook. You have a wingsuit. It's like you're a superhero. It's amazing. Well, anyway, there's a movie being made of Just Cause.
Strange.
And made by the writer of John Wick.
That's just gonna be like a really. Badass action
it's gonna
movie.
I've been waiting for just an over-the-top action movie that isn't in Mission Impossible.
It's gonna be like in foreign countries and shit.
Yeah, like I'm actually excited for Hobbs and Shaw more than I thought I would be, because there just aren't enough over-the-top action movies coming out, and I need it really badly in my life right now, which is why I just watched Equalizer. I told you that, like, we're about to watch John Wick. That's definitely gonna satisfy that itch. But that's going to be a great movie. Just wingsuiting and do the grappling. That's going to be in it.
You think they'll incorporate all that?
They have to at least incorporate the grappling hook, because that is the main premises of why, what's his name, Rico, of why he's so fucking badass. It's because he has that grappling hook.
Rico.
He's just... Alright, you can go. I have one more thing left.
No, you have more than one. You're bullshitting me.
I only got one left.
You got more than one.
Oh yeah, you're right.
I recently read that koalas are officially functionally extinct.
See, now, I've heard that. What does that mean? Does that mean there isn't even one left?
There isn't even one left.
Or is there only one left, which means that they can't reproduce or some shit?
The last one died.
Really?
The very last one. There's a video of it croaking.
No way.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
What does that mean, then?
So, I looked into it, because I knew I couldn't just write it down and not know what the hell functionally extinct means. So, basically, what I read was that they're saying that there's still about 80,000 koalas. I wrote 80,000 K, but it's koalas, get it? And they're saying that there's just too little of them now, so that, like, when they reproduce, it's going to be inbred. And they're, like, chances of survival are going to be really low. They're going to have, like, diseases and stuff. So, in due time, koalas will be extinct.
That's ridiculous.
So, I guess functionally extinct means they're functionally being extinct.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Cute little things.
Dude, you know, it's, like, kind of surprising. Have you thought about this? Do you remember how much as a kid you would see monarch butterflies?
No.
Are you kidding?
I honestly don't even know what one looks like.
The orange butterflies. Like the typical orange with black dot butterfly.
Yeah, I see them a lot.
Okay, alright. Those are, like, they're the ones that, like, fucking go and they flock south or whatever. When was the last time you've seen a monarch butterfly?
I haven't seen one in a long time.
Yeah, those. They're supposed to be so fucking many of them.
I don't see butterflies much at all.
That's what I'm saying. Like, whether you really notice it or not, like, they are disappearing. I want, like, anyone listening, when was the last time you saw a monarch butterfly? Because I used to see them all the fucking time. Anywhere you'd go, you'd see butterflies, and it was just a normal thing. And now I sometimes see those really tiny yellow butterflies. But, like, I don't know. The planet, man.
I saw a couple when I was in Florida. Just literally, like, a couple. There's two of them.
They're going out for dinner. Alright, well, my last thing, which I'm excited for, and I'm very curious about your reaction, and if everyone in the world's reaction. The next Batman was announced. The next person to play Batman.
No.
Yeah.
I heard about this. I read about this.
Do you know who it is?
Yep.
How do you feel?
Somebody in comments said he would make a good Batman Beyond, and I agree.
Okay. A good Terry, yeah, I can see it. But
then there was also people shaming him because he doesn't look like Batman.
I don't agree with that. If you are thinking Twilight, by the way, guys, what's his name?
Robert Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson, the guy who played Edward Cullens in Twilight, is going to be the new Batman. And I was originally thinking about hating on it, but, like, I don't know if you've seen any pictures of him recently and all the movies he does now. Like, he's just a ridiculously good actor. And I, like, covered his face and looked at his chin, and I'm like, he has a fucking Batman chin, dude. He has the bottom half down. And it's all you need, too. The only problem is his build doesn't feel Batman. But he might get buff, you know? Like,
well, that's what a lot of people were talking about. People were, like, talking shit on his body, and apparently he's, like, been really self-conscious about his body his whole life, and all these people are, like, you know, apparently he, like, just doesn't like working out. He's just someone who just really doesn't like exercise and shit like that.
I feel him.
And he's doing it, though. He said, you know, like, he's been doing it, you know? Probably maybe because this role, maybe because he's got a change in thought, but he's doing it. He's been working out, and he looks a lot more muscular than he did years ago.
I think it was time to have a fresh take on Batman, because the past two, which I understand it's only the past two, but they're both so recent, they're so similar. They're very Dark Knight. I'm not saying that it's not supposed to be dark, but that's what their approach with this one is, that it's going to be way more about him being a, like, detective type shit. Like, he's using his powers to, like, solve crime shit. And, like,
So they're remaking it.
As far as I know, unless, like, he is going to play Terry, unless he's not going to play Bruce Wayne, they might pull some shit like that. But I don't know, that'd be weird, because Terry was very investigative too, but that's not what he's known for. Like, Batman was originally known for being a detective.
Bruce Wayne's in Batman Beyond, right?
Yeah, he plays, like, the Nick Fury, like, in his ear. It'd be interesting if they did. It makes sense for all this Justice League shit. But, I don't even know, it doesn't make sense with how many Batmans there's been. Like, nothing feels like Batman is with you know, Wonder Woman, Iron Man, and Superman. So like, how the hell is that gonna work? Who knows? But I am excited. I'm excited to see a fresh take on Batman. And I'm pretty sure the villains that were announced or rumored were Penguin, and they said villain being Catwoman is that her name? Yeah, it is Catwoman, right?
Yeah. I always liked Batman as a kid.
Yeah, like that's the thing. He's definitely like one of the coolest superheroes. Like if you're into the flashy shit, yeah, you got a buttload to choose from. But he's just so goddamn mysterious and, like, dark and ominous. And, like, as a kid, like, you feel kind of edgy and shit. And you're like, oh, it's like Samurai Jack and shit. You're like, oh, God, like, and the show was dope. The show, like, the 90s one.
The cartoon, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like, that one was a very good show.
Yeah, and, like, he's just, like, a regular guy, you know? Like, he doesn't have superpowers. He just has his cool gadgets.
He's just rich. And you think, wow, money is a superpower.
He's the Batman.
Oh, man, I don't know why I watched it, but it came up on YouTube, a video of an episode where Superman dresses up as Batman and tricks, like, the bad guys, and he, like, punches, I think, Bane, and Bane goes fucking flying, and, like, I might not have been Bane even, but whatever, just the guy goes literally flying, and Robin was like, he's been eating his vegetables, or like he's been working out.
It was a cartoon.
Yeah, it was the cartoon we're talking about.
Dude, I think Batman and Robin are on a Scooby-Doo episode. That one Scooby-Doo episode we brought up on the show where they have celebrities on there like Josie and the Pussycats.
Oh my lord, that'd be fun. Oh, it makes sense.
I'm pretty sure Batman and Robin are on Scooby-Doo.
If they have, I have to see it because I know I didn't. That'd be dope.
Yeah. So, we talked about a lot of the stuff on my list. I don't have much to talk about.
Well, I'm out.
No, you're still here. Apparently, Disney is trying to go green and make a lot more clean energy to run their parks. And recently, what they did was they put out 500,000 solar panels. Ooh. To power, I think it's like two out of the four of their parks. Something like that. I saw a picture on the internet. It's like a big field of solar panels shaped like Mickey Mouse's head.
Oh, shit. I think I saw that, too. I didn't even, like... Yeah, all right, cool.
Yeah, they've got this big Go Green plan they've been working on. I was reading a little bit of the article before.
Oh, man. Brings back the... In case anyone doesn't know, Louis didn't listen to it yet. Lil Dicky has a new song out called Earth, and it's pro environment, and like, as like really the song's about him saying how much he loves the earth, and it's nice. It's a nice good song, and at the end he's like, yo, if you love your planet, go to this, it's like Save the Earth or something, or like We Love Our Earth.com, and like it's like figure out ways to do this, man. It's like, it's like scientists say we only have like, I don't remember, it's like 12 years or 22 years before like it cannot be turned back, like if we keep going the way we're going. It's like, let's make a change. Yeah, it's like, it is true, and I'm happy that like even like celebrities are starting to even say it now, because like it's fucking true. We're very close, you know, how that we're at the highest, or like very recently, past like 2 weeks, we hit the highest CO2 levels since I think the meteor struck Earth. To like, separate Pangaea.
I saw something like that. It might have been the same thing.
And technically, this is the CO2 levels of 30 years ago. Like, it's only going to get, like, if we stopped right now, if literally everyone stopped using power plants today, it will still get worse and worse and worse for 30 years. And then we'd start seeing some positive effects after that.
Yeah, we're boned.
We are. The summers are going to get hotter. The winters are going to get colder. It's fucking crazy.
It's very sad.
That's why I'm going to be the first. Well, not first, but let's advocate. Let's start working toward Mars, dude. We just got to get there.
Nah.
We have to conquer planets. We're going to be like bad guys to other aliens eventually because we need to have it.
You think we're capable of that?
No, not at all. Not yet.
Being like interstellar fucking bandits?
Not yet. Honestly,
I would love to.
I'm
Let's
not
do
even
it.
Kidding.
Let's turn my Subaru into a race into a spacecraft.
Do you know how long it's been since we went in space? Well, like, all right, moon landing.
We're in space right now, bro.
Yeah, but you know, like, how long it's been
since we were in the moon?
Yeah.
No.
All right. Well, it's been like, it's almost been like 50 years. I think it was in the 70s. I think 73 or what, or something, that we went to the moon. It's not a lot of fucking time since
there's still people in space.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, I mean, first launch. Like, we have a fucking space station now. I mean, that's the craziest shit. Like, there are people who can just live in space. They have enough.
We should go there.
I mean, that's fucking, what do you mean?
Let's go live on the space station.
But that can't happen.
Why not? We'll get jobs.
We gotta start careers.
Let's stow away and get on the space station. Then when we get there, we'll just beg for jobs.
We could pay to go around the moon, but cost money.
No, you can't.
Yeah, it's already a thing. You can buy them. I think it's I want to say it's like more than 100 million, but it might be less. It might be like 5 million or 10 million, and it's a trip around the moon in like this thing. And like you know, like I told you, my sister does editing footage of the moon, of the rocket landings and launches. Dude, they just land and launch themselves now.
I thought they stopped launching rockets.
What do you mean?
I thought they did away with that.
No. I mean, they probably did away with, like, the weird... Oh, they did away with, like, dropping shit off in space and, like, not using stuff. Every piece that falls has a parachute and they reuse. So it's, like, it's efficient, I guess.
I would be terrified to go in space.
Oh, yeah.
Being on a plane is one thing.
I wish you could go into space with, like, a ship. You know what I mean? Like a jet?
Like a plane that can go high enough around the atmosphere that it eventually just goes
like
into space.
Like Guardians of the Galaxy type shit. Yeah, just like a ship that you can fly. And you call it a ship because it goes in space, but it's a plane when it's just in the sky. So it's like... But yeah, something that looks like a plane. Maybe something that looks like a stealth fighter, you know? Like,
dude, I just want to make my car into a spaceship.
Make it fly first. We got it one step at a time.
Dude, let's do it. Let's turn my car into something capable of flying through space at light speed. Imagine. Oh my
God. We're thinking about some real big career choices. That'd be really cool. I've always wanted to go to space. And I have, and you just want, I've said it as a kid, and it's becoming more and more true, and I keep on sticking to it. I do think that in my lifetime, I will be able to, it will be cheap enough to go into space. Maybe not around the moon, but it'll be cheap enough to go into space that I can just do it when I'm older.
I feel like we're not meant to go into space.
What, as humans?
Yeah. And isn't it obvious?
No.
You're being sarcastic.
What?
We can't survive in space. We're meant to be on Earth.
We can't survive. We're not supposed to go underwater, but we made scuba shit.
We don't live underwater.
Fucking.
We don't look for new places to live underwater.
I mean, I guess you're right, but that's like, that's because that's not practical.
Like, I feel like we're not meant to be off of this planet.
There's no air out there. There's nothing that lives, but then you get to another planet and there's things that can live, you know?
That's really pushing the envelope there.
Like, the air is the big thing. If you're talking about, like, we're not supposed to, based on how we are as human beings, we shouldn't be able to. No, you're right. We shouldn't. But yeah, we also...
So why are we?
All right, that's the thing. Why are we, what, trying to live other places or just traveling?
You're crazy. Why are we going in space?
Because it's the same, that's what I'm saying about the water. We made aqua shit. We made fucking scuba gear
so we
can go on the water.
We're just too damn curious.
Absolutely.
We love to explore.
Well, you just said you want to.
No, did it?
Yeah, you said you want to go into space with a car. Like,
yeah, but that's like joking around, dude. Imagine actually being in space.
So you wouldn't want to go
into
space?
So much shit can go wrong.
Fucking so much. I mean, yeah. I mean, you're not wrong, but like...
I mean, technically, we already are in space. We are where we are supposed to be in space.
We should be okay, because we're on Earth and it's in space.
We are where we are supposed to be in space already. There's no reason to go anywhere else in space, because the Earth is here for us.
Yo, but like, what about like Guardians of the Galaxy and shit?
That's not real.
Well, no, it's not, but like, imagine being able to. Would that not be great?
Still be terrifying.
Well, terrifying, sure. That's why a lot of people don't leave planets, even in fucking fictional universes where there's other planets.
The real question if it was like that,
were we brought here?
If it was like that, I might have different thoughts about this.
Like, if it was already like that?
Yeah, like, if there was, like, a ship that we could go steal that looked like Star-Lord's ship.
And just go.
Yeah, then I'd be like, all right, let's go get some guns. Let's get the boys. Fucking, we're going to go turn some space bandits.
Go get the boys.
Turn some space bandits.
Oh, man.
I could fly one of those bad boys, no doubt.
What do you...
If I could drive a car the way I can drive a car, I could fly a ship like nothing.
I'm gonna stop you there. I don't think that's true. I'm not saying you won't be able to, but if you think you could instinctively sit down and just fly a fucking spaceship, like...
Well, if this was actually going down, who would be the one? Out of me, you, and the boys, who would be the one?
And the boys? Fucking, I'm not gonna lie, maybe like Alan, maybe you're Alec or some shit. Because I don't know.
I think Alan...
Alan, yeah, because, like, has anyone flown anything?
No.
I only know one person, and that's Jake, but he can't help us.
No.
Yeah, it's tough. I'm not even kidding.
I could steer the motherfucker.
I'm not even going to lie.
I could steer the motherfucker.
I would say Craig. You got to pull him
Kelsey?
In. Kelsey? Yeah. He's played so many flying video games and shit, I'm sure he would just know.
That'd be funny.
You know, fucking in Fool's Gold, that happens. Like, the main guy, he, like, has to get into the pilot seat of, like, one of those planes that can land in water. You know?
Okay. Yeah.
And, like, and the girl's like, are you sure you could do this? He's like, yeah. It's like, how do you know what you're doing? He's like, PlayStation! He's like, and, like, he fucks up, but he figures it out enough. You kind of understand up is down is up, and, like, you understand kind of what you can do with it. You remember that book I had? It was called, like, 500, I don't even know, it's like Man's Tips of Survival or whatever. Did I ever show you that book?
No, maybe.
I think it was every two pages, because it was a lot of detail. It was giving you survival tips, and it was telling you, like, how to drive a car downstairs.
Whoa.
Or some shit. Huh.
I've done that.
No, you haven't. What? That was a very serious face. I believed you for a moment. Like, what? Huh? What are you gonna say?
That.
Really? No.
No.
Are you gonna say it?
Yeah.
What?
Guess what?
What?
Do you remember the survival bag?
Yeah.
Did you buy that book for that bag?
The book? No, I got it for Christmas.
You got it.
My sister bought it for me for Christmas. And, yeah, dude, like, the one in the... It was, like, how to survive a wolf attack. The first page was how to successfully land a plane. And it went into... It's only two pages long, and it made it easy enough for anyone to understand, but you would have to remember it of all... What everything is, and then saying what you gotta do, just to how... a landing, and how to know how much fuel you have, your elevation... How to move because if you push it in or pull it out as opposed to moving, like, it's all this shit. I'm like, holy shit, and I'm reading through this book. I don't know why. Oh, I got rid of it at a fucking, like, a yard sale, but I shouldn't have. That was very stupid of me, because that was a great book.
I was just going to tell you to bring it to me.
I really don't know why I did. I mean, like, we had a yard sale, so I put all my books out, and of course, it was the only book that sold, and, like, I could have given two shits about a lot of my fiction books. That would have been a fun one to keep. I'm very upset I did that. Sorry, Kyra.
How do we get on the topic of that book?
Survival, going, like, landing planes. Flying planes.
The ships.
Yeah.
The spaceship. All right,
so, okay, out of, like, the...
So, like, me, you, we go get the boys, then we go to Sean's house, we barge in the door. He's like, guys, you came for me? We, like, run past him. We, like, pull Craig off the computer. We're like, come on, man, we gotta go.
Yeah, grab Craig.
Him and Liam and Brandon are all just standing there like, what the fuck?
Yo, I'm thinking, though, as of, like, all of us, I guess maybe you. But, like,
I could steer. I could co-pilot for sure.
I think that if we're not crashing immediately, it's not about trying to land a crashed plane, and you just need to keep us afloat for a little while.
Well, we're taking off. We're stealing the thing. We gotta take off.
Are you taking off?
We're stealing it.
Maybe. Seems tough. Taking off seems tough. There's levers and shit in the
spacecraft universe, Alan just works on spaceships instead of Mercedes.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not what's happening. We're talking. But I know what you're saying. Yeah.
He's a fucking star, like a starship mechanic.
Hell yeah. Well, and clearly that's who we'd go to.
Yeah.
All right. Is that all your things?
No, the only other thing I actually have written down is that I didn't read anything about it, but there's an article going around about how the first paralyzed person who had stem cell surgery has actually regained movement in their upper body. They were completely paralyzed, they got stem cell surgery, and now they can probably slightly move parts of their upper body.
Shit.
I don't know a whole lot about stem cells. I've heard Joe Rogan talk a lot about it. And apparently it is really good surgery. I think it's like regenerative cells.
Damn, that's interesting.
It's like a revolutionary technology. Dumbledore's army entrance exam. Who's taking that shit? We got Harry Potter fans on the show. I don't know why that came up.
I thought you said we're taking that, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm not, okay. I mean, like, we could have, but I don't think I would have done too hot. I'm very bad with the Harry Potter lore, I feel.
So check it out. It's the Iron Man.
Ooh, 2019 Hyundai Kona.
It says limited edition Iron Man.
Yeah, you straight up have, like, no internet right now.
It's far from the modem.
Alright.
This Hyundai's got like red trim all over it. It's got it says Stark on the seats.
The Stark is a great touch.
Red stitching with Iron Man like embroidered into the seats. Iron Man on the key with a badge on the side of the car with his helmet.
The wheels are really nice.
It says Iron Man on the back.
Definitely should have more gold.
Yeah, it has no gold on it.
It has gold trims around the lights.
It says Iron Man in the headlights.
Unless that's not gold around the lights.
Where? There's no gold.
Look at the lights.
What lights?
The headlights.
Gold on those?
And that's just turned on lights.
Yeah.
It's dumb. It should have gold, 100%. It looks nice.
Well, I wonder if it's real. When I saw this, I wondered if it was real or if this guy just did it himself.
Limited edition.
So you think they made a certain amount of them?
Yeah, limited edition.
The whole thing's like turbocharged. I don't know what Hyundai Kona is.
2019. It's a new thing.
The new John.
Pretty dope.
That's all I had left.
Was it?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. Well, that was the last thing?
No, the stem cell thing was.
Oh, the stem cells. Alright, well,
we can go on Reddit.
We could. Yo. Oh, I'm trying to remember.
Can't believe we like ran out of stuff. Because we had like a lot.
I mean, yeah, we made it 45 minutes off of stuff.
Stretching it.
Yeah, we were, but it's okay. I mean, a lot of the topics weren't discussionable. They're more of just like new things
latest
happening
news.
Now. Yeah. Oh, man. Well, I'm on airplane mode, so this is going to be a risk, but I'm going for it.
If the show, for whatever reason, immediately ends, just email us at maxandlewshow@gmail.com.
Right. It could happen, guys. One day, it will.
Any phone call now.
Oh, HQ starting in 1 minute.
It's a shame we're doing our podcast.
All right, you are offered $10 million if you can name an inanimate object that nobody in human history has ever used in a sexual way. What is your answer?
Oh, God. It's a tough one, huh? I don't know. I'm trying to think hard, but it's probably like everything, you know? A piece of door molding.
I don't know, man.
I hope nobody has. What are they gonna do with that? Yeah, I'm trying to think like a notebook, but people like draw naked people in notebooks, so that's sexual.
Yep.
I'm thinking like a cup. There's probably some fucking weird people out there doing shit with cups, man.
Oh yeah, dude. The only thing I can think of is like something that's actually harmful, like a
skinky people out there, dude.
No, but something like sulfuric acid. But I don't know if that's an object.
I don't know, man. That's a tough question. I wish like there's answers.
Can't even say bleach. What is your most memorable Minecraft world?
We can't discuss this.
Why not? It's literally a question on Ask Reddit.
I don't even know how to describe it.
What? Which one?
There's been so many.
Well, one. You gotta name one.
I don't know. Probably like the first one.
Like the first group?
Yeah, I remember Sean and Alan played this one world, and then I came on and I started building on it. It was your buddy's server.
Oh, shit. It was the... All right, I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Cool. It was in Molinaro, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that TNT shit like the first day, I think.
I don't remember. I just remember that world was beautiful. I fell in love with that game.
The only one I remember that like I really liked, it was my most memorable, was just like my first single player one that I kept building on. And like I didn't know how to find like a home. And I wasn't one to just build a house. So, like, I found this very surprisingly, like, secluded mountain in, like, a flat area. And it was just, like, so I just started building into it. So, like, from the outside, it just looks like a mountain, but it has a door. And from the inside, it's actually very open, and you can see, like outside of a lot of it. It's kind of, like, creviced, and, like, it's phenomenal. And, like, I had a waterfall going from, like, the middle of it to the bottom, so I could just jump into the water to get all the way to the bottom. I love that shit. Yeah. That's what I remember.
Do you still have our file?
Probably right? Not. What, PlayStation?
With the map,
the Adventure Guild.
The Adventure Guild.
Yeah, dude, it's a good one. Especially for just us two, and dude, well, really just you, dude. I mean, like, I get the supplies for some of the stuff.
Now you help.
But you build, man.
I love it.
I've been helping out with that map. That map's turning out kind of nice, but and you're working on your farm kind of far off from the castle.
Dude, it's perfect, though. It's, like, so perfect.
It's pretty great. I like that you like to build, because, like, you have to motivate yourself to play Minecraft. Like, people call it a kid's game. I mean, it is, but, like, it's, like, I don't fucking know. It's, like, anything. You're just building. So,
Yeah, really. I mean, it's like Legos, you know? Adults play with Legos. Yeah,
you can make it complicated as fuck, and you can do it for story, you can do it for, I don't know, just for collecting, if you're really like, I don't even know. You can try to get to the end of the game, which is rare.
Survive. Some people just survive. They live in a hut and survive.
A lot of, I don't know if you know, the longest running, like, hardcore mode, so, like, I forgot, like, permadeath Minecraft run just ended, like, I don't know, a week or two ago, maybe a month ago, he went for, I don't remember, I think it was 300 in-game hours, or maybe like 500, no, days, it was like 300 days of total game time. It was a guy who played on Twitch. And if he would have died once, that was it. And he died from, like, I guess there are baby zombies now. So he got killed by a baby zombie. Very, very sad moment.
Baby zombies, I think, have been there for a while.
You remember, what was it called? Twitch Plays Pokemon?
No.
They put Pokemon on Twitch and made it so if the chat typed up, down, left, right, A, B, start, or select, I guess. If they said one of those things, it would press that button in the game. And they made it so the chat had to play Pokemon. They wanted to see if the chat could beat Pokemon, which is impossible. It should be impossible because, one, there's a delay. What you see is if you type A, A is gonna pop up like 15 seconds later, maybe, you know, because like the visual compared to what it doesn't sync up. Plus, there's like 500, probably thousands of people trying to make something happen. So,
how does it work? Is a computer doing it? Or a guy.
If a computer will register when it arrives in the chat, it'll press that button on command. And it just sucked because I remember being, it's so hard to watch it because like a battle would take forever if like you go into the battle and it goes like right and goes into like the bag or like goes down into the bag and you're like stuck in the menus in the bag, left, right. Someone presses back, but someone presses like right or something. And then like it was functionally impossible, and saving the game was super hard. I think there was one time, or like multiple times, where people exited to the main menu on accident and didn't get to save shit. Like, it's crazy. And if I'm not mistaken, I think they either beat it or like they beat Brock, which is kind of crazy. I'm not even kidding. They were stuck. You remember
that's a big stretch, beating it and beating Brock.
I don't remember. But do you remember going to like the Elite Four, how it was like you go up and then left in the old games?
Yeah,
they were just fucking stuck over there for so long just trying to get out, because like if you would accidentally do something wrong, it would fucking like bring you to that bottom path, and like it was just hard to get out. I don't even remember. It was fucking crazy. But
what time are we at?
Time, we're good.
Are we?
Yeah. How about one more question to go? You have to play The Hunger Games with 23 clones of yourself. What do you do?
You outwit the clones.
How would you outwit yourself?
How would they outwit me? Doesn't make any sense. Who wins?
You gotta have a strategy. You gotta think of one. For me, I'm not even gonna lie. Immediately, I mean, it sounds stupid, but try to think completely different to how you always think. Anything that seems like an idea you would do, don't do that.
What?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if right now we popped like in a jungle and I saw like a waterfall, I would probably head for water, like head for like a landmark. I'd be like, no, I'm gonna head deeper into the jungle, or like, I don't even know. I don't know how to explain. I would make sure not to have them in my head, you know?
Yeah.
It's the best thing I gotta say.
I don't know. I'm thinking like, put on like a different colored shirt. It's like a tactic to get in their head, you know. So that way, like, when I run up on one of them, I'm like, I'm the real Louis. You cannot. And then like they get scared, you know. And then I win a battle, but unfortunately, I have to kill myself 20 times.
And it says, I don't think I'd have the guts to kill myself, so I reckon we'd all just band together in a harem and wait as various disasters knock us out one by one. May the strongest one, like his fake name, win. Self-orgy?
What a weirdo.
Jesus. Ooh. How about we depart with a joke?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Lou.
Lou who?
Lou who knew.
great.
The next part of the joke is Lou who knew what.
What? That's not... It's like... Max, you're ruining the joke. Am I supposed to keep going? Do you have a punchline?
No, okay. I didn't think that far.
All right. A pirate walks into a bar with a steering wheel hanging from his belt buckle. The bartender asks, "Hey, pirate, what's with the steering wheel?" The pirate replies, "Arr, it's been driving me nuts." You know that one?
Yeah, Chris actually said that on vacation. Huh? It made me laugh. It was terrible.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, one time I cried while my dad was chopping up onions. I miss onions. She was a good dog.
That's cruel.
All right. All these are ones I know.
Let's wrap it up.
All right. Well, this has been a wonderful time, guys. This has been episode 14 of the Max and Lou Show.
Yep. Max, thanks for having me.
No problem. I hope you join me next week.
It's great to be back.
Yeah. You guys can find us anywhere where you get podcasts.
Except, I'm not going to say iTunes because you can find us on iTunes.
Yeah. See, that was just embedded in your brain, huh? And you're like, oh, shit, that's why he said that. Yeah. So,
check us out. Tell your family to listen. Tell your friends to listen. Listen to us twice. Follow. Subscribe. Share. You know the deal. MaxandLouShow@gmail.com.
Ask us some questions.
Yes. We would love to give you feedback for your feedback. Until next time.
I'm Max.
And I'm Godspeed.
Okay.